Toronto, documentaries on Canadian rockers Triumph and the 20th anniversary of 9/11 have been added to next month's Toronto International Film Festival. Triumph, Rock and Roll Machine, from Canadian filmmakers Sam Dunn and Mark Ricciardelli, profiles the Toronto trio who climbed the charts in the 1970s and 80s with hits including Lay It on the Line. The band members split at the height of their fame but reunite in the film for what might be their last performance together. Memory Box. Echoes of 9/11 sees hundreds of eyewitnesses of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks in New York City telling their stories from a plywood video booth. The subjects first spoke in the booth when it was set up in the city by artist Ruth Sergel in the wake of 9/11, and now they return to reflect upon the past two decades. The film, from Yard 44 and NBC News Studios, is directed by Bjorn Johnson and David Belton. TIFF says a day of recollection will mark the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the United States, which occurred during the festival and prompted organizers to pause screenings, shut down red carpets and help people get home to their families. The festival has also announced the full lineup for its digital In Conversation With series of Q&As with film artists, including Oscar-nominated actor-filmmaker Kenneth Branagh, whose directorial effort, Belfast, is headed to TIFF. Actors Benedict Cumberbatch, Kristen Stewart and Steven Yeun, who all star in TIFF films this year, will also take part in the chats. Other TIFF announcements Tuesday included the jury members for the $25,000 platform prize, Cleo Barnard, Valerie Complex, Kazakh Radwanski and Anthony Chen. Oscar-nominated Sound of Metal star Riz Ahmed was previously announced as jury head. The festival runs online and in person from September 9 to 18. Festival staff, audience members and visitors entering TIFF festival venues must show either proof they have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 or proof that they have tested negative for COVID-19 within 48 hours prior. The protocol does not apply to drive-ins. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 24, 2021. The Canadian Press.